All eyes were on Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles today. Last year, it was Richland Center Republican Senator Dale Schultz who joined with Democrats to block a mining bill. But with a bigger GOP majority this year, another Republican would need to break ranks. Coles was seen as a possibility. Coles praised Schultz during today's floor debate, but Coles said he'd be supporting the mining bill.
I thank the senator from the 17th for having the guts and the fortitude of holding things up. It still may not be good enough for him, and he'll articulate that. But I believe this bill is good enough for me.
Coles was instrumental in changes to the bill that would only let mining companies fill the smallest lakes and streams with waste rock. Democratic Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville said that was the fundamental issue in this mining debate. The Republican bill, he said,
in a variety of ways, allows the mining company to put the waste in the water.
Democratic Senator Bob Jauch assailed Republicans for writing the bill in the interest of the mining company, saying it was not in the interest of the public. He cited the way the bill removes money that was slated for local governments affected by the mine.
The company asked that the money be removed. The authors genuflected and gave them what they wanted.
Most of the lengthy debate today centered around a Democratic amendment that prohibits dumping mining waste in waterways. But Hazelhurst Republican Tom Tiffany said that bill required too much rulemaking by regulators at the DNR.
It can take significant amounts of time, a year, 2 years, 3 years, to go through the rulemaking process.
Republicans shot down that amendment with only Senator Schultz voting with Democrats. The mining debate is expected to last well into the evening. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.